Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
It is now a tradition, I think, in America, of about the same as Thanksgiving. The National Dog Show presented by Purina is on television Thanksgiving Day at noon in all time zones. So no matter where you are, you need to watch David Fry and John O'Hurley present the most beautiful dogs on the planet. And in fact, John O'Hurley is on the phone right now. So when you, John, this is, I try to think of questions because you do these interviews all the time that, and we talk to you at least once a year, that maybe someone else did not ask you or has not asked you. So did you want to always be an actor as a kid?
Oh, listen, I knew at the age of three when these people would stand over me and always asking the same question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And at the age of three, I, with a sense of disgust that only a three-year-old could muster, I would put my hands on my hips, I would point to the black and white TV in the corner of the living room, and I would say, well, I am an actor, so that's what I'm going to be. And it's not that I wanted to be an actor, it's that I already thought that I was an actor. And I had a sense of connection. When I saw kids on television, I always knew I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to be with them. And so I think my entire life has been just trying to connect those dots.
All right, so here's why I ask that. I'm not surprised. And here's why I ask that question. Along the way, it seems you've done everything in show business. I mean, you truly have. Of course, people know you most, maybe, from Seinfeld. But you've done all these other things, from game show hosting to winning Dancing with the Stars. And you've acted on Broadway. You've taken shows to the boards, is that what they say, across the country, in theater?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've done it all, man. Now, could you ever have imagined that you would take something away and make a commitment year after year after year, you'll tell me how many years in a moment, to broadcast dog shows?
Well, I'll tell you, I always, you know, I'm always the type of guy that's out there on the front porch waiting for something to come at me, and sure enough, it comes in the side door, and that's exactly the genesis of this show. John Miller took home Best in Show, 2002, and a wonderful movie, and watched it several times over a weekend, and he walked into the morning meeting at NBC Sports on the next day and said, I know what we're going to do in that slot in between the Thanksgiving Day parade and football. We're going to do a dog show.
Mm-hmm.
And they about laughed him out of the office. And sure enough, by the end of the day, he had the show licensed from the Kennel Club of Philadelphia as the National Dog Show presented by Purina and secured them as the presenting sponsor. And Tuesday morning, he made a phone call to L.A. and I answered the phone and I said hello and he said woof woof. And that's how it all started.
Did he literally say woof woof?
Yep. That's when he got on the phone. He went woof woof.
That is, well, no one even says woof woof like John O'Hurley does. It has great resonance. Even when
well,
you say
John Miller was pretty convincing in his woof woof.
Well,
to answer your question more specifically, you know, things just, when things come at me opportunity-wise, I always think that for some reason I'm supposed to be doing them. I've stopped trying to dictate the, you know, my life and my career and just start listening to opportunity and let opportunity speak.
But you must enjoy it, otherwise you wouldn't come back. You don't need to do this, so you wouldn't come back year after year after year.
Oh, it's one of my favorite days of the year.
When Why?
I can walk up and down the aisles and see 2,000 of the best dogs in the country. And the thing, you know, the wonderful thing about dogs is that anytime you're in their environment, you're always smiling. You're on the lighter side of yourself. You know, all of the edges are kind of worn smooth. And you can imagine with 2,000 dogs in one room that the juju, if we call it that, is pretty darn good. And everybody's having a good time. We've got, because it's a benched show, it means that all of the dogs and the owners have to remain there for the entire length of the show all day long. So we have an audience of anywhere to 15 to 20,000 people that are walking up and down the aisles and learning everything they can about dogs. And in many cases, seeing one of the 200 breeds for the first time.
Well, the man's got to do juju or whatever the heck you just said.
Juju.
Yeah, that's what I said. And you can see it all. These guys, David Fry, John O'Hurley Broadcasting, the National Dog Show presented by Purina, Thanksgiving Day at noon, all time zones. John O'Hurley, thank you very much for making the dog show, which is entertaining in of itself, even more so. Good to talk to you.
Oh, wonderful. You as well. Thanks, Steve.
John O'Hurley from Seinfeld. It is always so much fun talking to that guy, but intimidating. He's very nice. It's not about him. It's about his voice. I want his voice. I want his, you know, I've never mustered the courage to say, hey, John, because I know him. Hey, John, do you mind doing the show intro for me? And I know what he would say back. How much money do you have, Steve? I'm certain that's what he would say. You know, our dogs get cancer. We get cancers, right? I mean, that's not news, unfortunately. But what you might or might not realize is that dogs oftentimes get the same types, exact types of cancers that we do. And there's an organization called Puppy Up that is, it's a not-for-profit, and they're dedicated to fund studies that help us understand cancers in dogs, but also help us understand cancer in people. Because, as I said, people get the same cancers as dogs get. So, oh, geez, let me give you an example. There are many examples. But let me give you an example of a success story, of which there are several now. One is osteosarcoma, or bone cancer. So lots of large breed dogs, especially greyhounds, get this kind of cancer. It happens all too frequently. And the prognosis is not good. I mean, these dogs are unlikely to live a year necessarily, even when the leg is removed, which can buy people more time. In any which case, one of the drugs created for that for dogs is now helping kids with the same exact cancer. Now, osteosarcoma or bone cancer can happen to human beings of any age, I'm told, but it most often happens to kids, apparently. And that's horrible. I mean, cancer's never good, but to happen to kids is horrible. And to know that this drug works, and far better, in fact, than it does in dogs, in that it cures these kids very often, I mean, it's incredible. The work Puppy Up supports. Yeah, that's right. Puppy Up. The work they support is really important. And they're having an event coming up later this morning, actually. It starts at 10:30. It's a walk. But here's the good news. It's indoors. And it includes all this entertainment and prizes and contests and all these things held at the Yorktown Center, you know, the shopping center in Lombard. The street address, if you want, it's 203 Yorktown Center, but you might know where that is. It all begins at 10:30. It is not an arduous walk. I don't know if you're allowed to shop on the way or not. Good thing my wife is not doing this, because otherwise we would stop at every store, I believe. But in any which case, you can participate. And for further information, puppyup.org. Again, that's puppyup.org. He is witty. He is charming. You know that because he'll tell you so. Mr. David Fry is on the phone. If there's a dog show somewhere being broadcast, he's the guy that is broadcasting that dog show. Coming up is the National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's been on, continues to be on Thanksgiving Day at noon in all time zones. David, I mean, you are the top-rated guy on television. I mean, it's incredible, really, when you look at the numbers, the millions and millions and millions of people that watch this show. Does it kind of blow you away?
It really does. 25 million people, Steve, get to hear me be witty and charming, and thanks for reading my introduction exactly the way I gave it to you.
You're welcome.
It is an unbelievable thing. I mean, we've been doing this now for 30 years with various dog shows, but the National Dog Show on NBC on Thanksgiving Day makes them all pale by being seen by 25 million people. Unbelievable. Yeah. I never even had a dog growing up, you know.
What?
I never had a dog growing up. I blame it all on a woman for getting me into the dog world eventually. I moved into my own house in college. My girlfriend said, let's get a dog. I said, oh, okay. You know, you do whatever your girlfriend tells you at that age. And I said, okay, what kind? She says, how about an Afghan hound? I said, what's that? And we got the dog, and 3 weeks later, the girl left, the dog stayed, and it was the best thing that could have happened to all three of us.
And it turns out you had the and maybe still, who's Zooming Who, if I remember right, was the winningest Afghan hound ever.
Top winning female in the history of the breed when she retired. And that's what brought me to the television side. And as Elaine would say on Seinfeld, is, of course, I have the great Seinfeld reference, yada, yada, yada. And here I am today.
Well, here you are today broadcasting with John O'Hurley of Seinfeld, hence the Seinfeld reference, I'm sure. So, Dave, you know, I don't ask much of you, I don't believe. And I have one little simple question to ask you. I don't believe it's unfair. And every year you act like a politician. You talk and talk and talk and don't answer the question. It's a simple question. Who's going to win the show?
Well, let's see who shows up. We've got several of the top 10 dogs in the country are entered in this show, and we're waiting to see who comes. But we know that of the ones that are coming, they are the top show dogs in the country because they always want to be here in front of this huge TV audience and in front of all their friends and peers in the dog show world, because they know the prestige that comes with this show. So
I bring you now to...
There you go. There's your political answer.
It was one. So I bring you now to Best in Show. There are seven dogs, one representing each group, that is in that final gathering that we see on television where the judge walks around and says, or whatever they say. I don't know. What, by the way, are those judges saying? When those judges... That's a good question. When those judges are walking around, are they saying, I'm really hungry, I wish this would end soon? I mean, what are they telling people?
Well, of course, by the time you're judging Best in Show, you should have seven great specimens in front of you. And I joke about it sometimes and say you could just close your eyes and point and have a great winner. But some of these dogs they may have seen before in other dog shows. They may have actually given them an award somewhere along the way. But they're mostly looking at them and saying, this really is a great Afghan hound, one of the best ones I've ever seen. But this might really be a great Australian Shepherd down here at this end of the line, or this might be a great pug. I'm going to get my hands on them and see what's under that coat, where they have coat, and see how they compare to the ideal specimen of that breed. That really is. You can't judge an Afghan hound against a pug, for God's sake. So you have to judge the Afghan hound against the ideal Afghan hound in your mind, and the pug against the ideal pug in your mind, and whichever one of those dogs best fits its written standard of perfection, then that's going to be your winner.
Okay, so, and that's what happens.
Yep. And the judges have to be able to imagine these dogs doing what they were bred to do, because you don't get to see that in the show ring. You don't get to see the Afghan hound running down its prey in an open field. You don't get to see the Australian Shepherd herding sheep. And you've got to be able to see that, and you've got to be able to say, this dog could do that. I believe that. So that's what it's all about at the end. Well, seven great dogs, whatever the judge likes. And they got to be show dogs. You know, an old show dog judge once said to me, it's a dog show and you got to show. So they've got to have a certain amount of charisma, personality, whatever you want to call it, standing around in there at the end.
Well, there's no one that has more pizzazz than you, my friend. Broadcasting the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day on NBC at 12 noon. In all time zones, Mr. David Fry, as always, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on. We'll see you on Thanksgiving Day.
The dog flu still exists in the Chicago area. Be sure of that. I know that's the case in talking to veterinarians. It's not the outbreak situation that it was a couple of years ago, but it doesn't mean it's not here. And if you're going away for the holidays, now, right now is the time to vaccinate your dog, or at least thinking about vaccinating your dog for dog flu. And here's why. There's an initial injection that's needed, and then about 3 weeks later, a booster. So think about a month out in total. If you just get the initial injection, your dog is somewhat protected, but not very much, really. That just kind of primes the pump, that initial injection, for what that booster then supplies. So you really do need both. Otherwise, it's kind of a waste of money, you know? So I wouldn't do that. I would definitely, but then you have to think about a month out to get them both, because you do have to wait about 3 weeks before getting that booster. Now, the reason why it's increasingly important is because increasingly, kennels are saying, not only in Chicago, but around the country, we mandate one more vaccine. If you want to have your dog stay with us, then you must have the dog flu vaccine. That's for their own protection, really. But it's, I'd argue, also for your dog's protection. It's for their protection, because if the dog flu occurs, it is so contagious that quickly, too many dogs there get the dog flu and they have to shut down. They lose business. They have to hire people to clean. They get bad PR. It's not good for them. But it's not good for your dog to get sick with the dog flu either. Just like you don't want the flu, you don't want your dog getting the dog flu. And just so you know, while it's a low percent, it's still there. 2 to 5% of dogs succumb to dog flu. So talk to your veterinarian about it. And if you're going to do it, now is the time to do it. For the reasons I described, dogflu.com, if you want more information about that. The biggest celebrity ever in Chicago. Who do you think? Michael Jordan? Maybe. Oprah Winfrey? Probably. But no. Now, neither one of them. It's Alligator Rob. He has an interactive storybook out now. This is the guy that rescued the alligator from the Humboldt Park Lagoon. He's famous, the most famous Chicago. Really, I travel, I get asked about the alligator. So he's written a kid's book. He calls it an interactive storybook. And I do believe he will be here. You know, we get the best guest ever. He will be here next week to talk with all of you.